I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. Taking a look at high school basketball scores for you from last night's action. In a Hawkeye 10 basketball play, we had a game for you here on KJAN. A new era for the Atlantic Trojans as head coach Alan Jenkins has his first game as head coach, and a lot of new fresh faces on the roster as well for Atlantic. They lost their top seven players from last year's team. And also a milestone for St. Albert as they joined the Hawkeye 10 Conference, and it was a conference game to start off the season as St. Albert picked up the victory 57-41. Atlantic did rally in the second half to tie things at 32, but didn't do much after that to scoring-wise to keep up pace. Atlantic was led by sophomore Ryan Hawkins with 17 points in that contest. Also, another Hawkeye 10 games. It was Creston over Glenwood, 62-53. Harlan over Shenandoah, 80-32. Kemper Catholic beat Clarinda, 76-58. And Lewis Central, 72-58 over Red Oak. In Rolling Valley action, Cam over Adair Casey, 44-42. Arweva beat Booyer Valley, 64-57. Coon Rapids Bayard over Glidden Ralston, 42-32. Peyton Sherdan beat Charter Oak Ute, 77-40. And Woodbine beat Exira EHK, 51-42. In Western Iowa Conference action, it was AHST over Grizzled 53-40, Audubon over Riverside 50-47, IKM Manning beat Underwood 45-44, Trainer beat Logan Magnolia 70-37, and Tri-Center all over Missouri Valley 72-49. Other boys' scores, ADM over Winterset 64-44, Bedford beat Lennox 49-40, Carroll was a 69-67 winner over Bondurant-Farrar, Des Moines Christian beat Woodward Granger 58-24, Fremont Mills over Clarinda Academy 74-73, Mount Air over Southwest Valley 58-54, Nishnabotna beat Essex 57-45, Nottoway Valley 76-36 over East Union as TJ Bauer led Nottoway Valley with 32 points and also tops 1,000 points for his career. Ogden, a 66-38 winner over Guthrie Center. Sioux City East beat Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 73-39, and Stanton a 73-48 winner over College Springs. In girls basketball action, in Hawkeye 10 play, it was Atlantic falling at home to St. Albert, 39-32, the final there at Atlantic High School. Glenwood was a 58-35 winner over Creston. Harlan beat Shenandoah 66-28. Kemper Catholic over Clarinda 62-46. Red Oak beat Lewis Central 43-33. In Rolling Valley play, it was Adair Casey over Cam 56-28. Coon Rapids Bayard 56-25 over Glidden Ralston. Exira EHK beat Woodbine 46-37. Peyton Sherdan over Charter Oak Ute 54-39. Western Iowa girls games saw Audubon beat Riverside 53-45, Griswold over AHST 51-31, IKM Manning beat Underwood 77-58, Trainer over Logan Magnolia 68-30, Tri-Center beat Missouri Valley 59-45. Other girls scores, it was ADM over Winterset 58-31, Bedford beat Lennox 58-32, Bondurant-Farrar beat up on Carroll 73-10, Earlham a 64-33 winner over Madrid, Maple Valley-Anthon-Odo a 43-23 winner over Lawton-Bronson, Melcher-Dallas beat Orion-Maxburg 58-23, Mount Air over Southwest Valley 44-30, Panorama beat West Central Valley 74-44, Sioux City East over Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 62-19, Stanton beat South Page 59-22. That's a look at high school basketball scores from last night. In college basketball here this evening, the Big Four Classic taking place at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, the second season of that rotating matchup there between Iowa State, Iowa, and then Drake and UNI. The Cyclones and Hawkeyes are at the forefront of a college basketball resurgence in Iowa. Each have already earned top 25 rankings and are drawing sellout crowds well ahead of conference play. They've also overshadowed a surprisingly strong start by Drake. The Bulldogs were picked to finish last in the Valley this season, but so far they're 6-1 under first-year head coach Ray Giacoletti. Drake will get its chance to make a statement when it faces number 23 Iowa tonight at the Big Four Classic. We'll have coverage of that for you here on KJN. That'll start with a 6:30 pregame, 7:30 tip-off from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. It's the second annual event that replaced the old home-and-home scheduling arrangements between the Hawkeyes, Cyclones, and their Missouri Valley rivals. Number 17, Iowa State, kicks off the doubleheader tonight against Northern Iowa, who is 3-4 on the season. That game will tip off at 5 o'clock here this evening to get that doubleheader started. In other sports news, A person familiar with the negotiations tells the Associated Press that five-time All-Star second baseman Robinson Cano has accepted a free agent deal with the Seattle Mariners. ESPN reported earlier yesterday that the contract was worth $240 million for 10 years. The Yankees replaced his bat by getting free agent outfielder Carlos Beltran, signing him to a three-year deal. And they also worked out a contract with pitcher Hiroki Kuroda and lost outfielder Curtis Granderson to the Mets. Gary Kubiak has been let go as head coach of the Houston Texans in the NFL one day after a 27-20 loss to the Jacksonville Jaguars, left them with a league-worst 2-11 record and an 11-game losing streak. Kubiak was hired in 2006 and led the team to back-to-back AFC South titles in 2011-2012, the highlights of his eight-year tenure as coach of the hometown NFL team. The decision comes 1 month after he collapsed on the field at halftime and suffered a mini stroke. The University of Washington has found a new football coach just days after Steve Sarkisian left for Southern California. The Huskies announced the hiring of Boise State coach Chris Peterson. Peterson was 92-12 with two Fiesta Bowl titles and eight seasons at Boise State. The draw took place yesterday for next year's World Cup in Brazil. The U.S. wound up in what is looking to be the most demanding group, Group G. Along with the Americans, the group consists of teams from Germany, Portugal, and Ghana. Scores from last night's sporting action in the NBA. It was Milwaukee over Washington 109-105 in overtime. Charlotte beat Philadelphia 105-88. Atlanta over Cleveland 108-89 as former Creighton Blue Jays star Kyle Korver sets the new NBA record for consecutive games played with a three-pointer made, pushing his streak to 90. He was 2-3 from the arc last night in that game. Boston a 106-98 winner over Denver. New York beat Orlando 121-83. Houston over Golden State 105-83. Oklahoma City over New Orleans 109-95. Phoenix beat Toronto 106-97. The Lakers got by Sacramento 106-100. And Portland beat up on Utah 130-98. In the National Hockey League, Detroit 3-1 over New Jersey. Columbus shut out Minnesota 4-0. Carolina 5-3 winner over San Jose. It was a shootout win for Anaheim over Chicago 3-2. Colorado beat Calgary 3-2, and Vancouver in overtime over Phoenix 3-2. Top 25 college football action last night, a surprise in the MAC championship game as Northern Illinois saw their undefeated season come to a close and dropped their chances of making a BCS bowl game and a high-profile bowl game with a 47-27 loss to Bowling Green as Bowling Green wins the championship there. And Jordan Lynch, who is up for consideration for the Heisman Trophy, the quarterback of the Northern Illinois Huskies, will drop now to what will probably be a lower-tier bowl game. He did throw two interceptions in that contest last night. Top 25 college basketball play, 20th-ranked Baylor was a 67-62 winner over 3rd-ranked Kentucky. That was played at Cowboys Stadium in Arlington. 9th-ranked Oklahoma State was a 79-52 winner over South Carolina. And 12th-ranked UConn beat Maine 95-68. In top 25 women's college basketball, it was the highest combined total scoring for a Division I women's basketball game as 5th-ranked Kentucky went to four overtimes to beat 9th-ranked Baylor 133-130. Also, 24th-ranked Gonzaga beat Portland State 96-47. Also, in other sporting news for you, Brandon Albert is hurt, and so is John Osemwa. The number one overall pick in last year's April's draft has gone through a painful series of growing pains this season. It's been a tough time to be a member of the Kansas City Chiefs offensive line. Yet, despite all the shuffling caused by a spate of injuries, the front five has played perhaps its best football of the season the last 3 weeks, which just so happens to have coincided with the offense's best performance of the season, but also a frustrating three-game losing streak. Offensive guard Jeff Allen said the line is simply getting comfortable with Coach Andy Reid's offense. Finally, after 12 weeks of regular season games, and the Chiefs look to stop their three-game slide this weekend, we'll have a game from them for you here on Sunday as they travel to D.C. to take on the Washington Redskins. And that one will get started with a noon kickoff on Sunday is when we'll pick it up after our church services here on KJAN. Also, lots of college football on the slate today as it's a championship Saturday, and just some other late-season rivalry games as well, as the Bedlam game between Oklahoma State and Oklahoma will get the day started. That one kicks off at 11 o'clock on ABC. 16th-ranked Central Florida, who's locked up a BCS bowl berth, is playing at SMU at 11 o'clock today. Marshall is at Rice. at 11 o'clock as well. Other top 25 games and other big games, it's 25th-ranked Texas at 9th-ranked Baylor. That one has Big 12 title implications this afternoon at 2:30. At 4 o'clock, it's the SEC Championship. 3 o'clock kickoff here, Central Time. The SEC Championship as 5th-ranked Missouri takes on 3rd-ranked Auburn, of course, with BCS title implications in that ball game. Also, 7th-ranked Stanford at 6:45 tonight will take on 11th-ranked Arizona State in the Pac-12 Championship. 7 o'clock kickoff tonight in the ACC Championship at 20th-ranked Duke plays top-ranked Florida State. And also at 7:17 kickoff time this evening for the Big Ten Championship, a 2nd-ranked Ohio State takes on 10th-ranked Michigan State. And, of course, both that ACC and Big Ten game also with BCS title implications. The likelihood if Florida State and Ohio State were to win today that they would match up in that BCS title game. And also a nightcap tonight, Fresno State, 23rd-ranked team in the country, takes on Utah State. That's a 9 o'clock kickoff on CBS. That's a look there at the latest sports for you here this 8 o'clock hour on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.